Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. It's Bishcakes, EB, and JP. Talking about name change. When our radio tombstone is written,
yeah,
it's going to have topics like name change, stadium.
Terry McLaurin holdout.
Yeah, that's just the latest.
Yeah.
But the name change and the stadium,
yeah,
they've persisted for more than a decade.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's bang out these calls. People want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I will say this. I'm pretty adamant. I don't think this is ever going to happen. But I was also very adamant that Dan Snyder would never sell the team. So for those of you that are clinging to this...
And that he never changed the name in the first place.
I guess, but it was all tied together, essentially. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that started I never thought he'd sell the team.
That push started a decade before they actually pulled the trigger on 2-22.
Well, that's why I didn't feel like that. I just didn't feel like... I mean, he was trying to be forced to sell it for so many years, and he just didn't. I felt like there's nothing that's going to turn it. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that's going to force him to sell.
Well, I always thought if they had like a tape of him saying like terrible racist stuff or something.
Yeah,
something like that.
Good smoking
gun. And essentially,
gun.
That's kind of what happened. The sexual allegations and all of that just became too much.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen, go ahead.
Well, you guys are... I got to be careful because I've been frustrated because I've been on the phone waiting to talk to you because this whole thing makes my head explode. You know, Evie, I can't believe you're like body blocking this. What's up, man? I mean, I know what you're saying.
What?
You're body blocking the whole thing. Come on, get on the team.
Yeah, Evie, you're the speed bump.
I have nothing to do with it.
You're the name change speed
bump.
Nothing
will please me more, really, in life than to go back to the old Redskins. That it's great. I don't think it's, but it's. I just don't see it as a practical matter happening. I'm just being realistic.
Well, guess what? You know, I heard someone say earlier, they're saying Commanders all the time. Well, guess what? They're saying Redskins all the time now. Remember a couple years ago? They wouldn't even mention the name. It was so stupid. They were like, the Washington team. And if they said Redskins during an NFL game, they'd apologize for it later. Oh, we didn't mean to say that.
Embarrassing. I agree.
Now, now the Redskins name's being said all over the place because it's acceptable. Because people, you know, woke
I know, because the fact of the matter is it isn't offensive to the vast
Native
majority
Americans.
Of people.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
It's not offensive to the vast majority of people.
That's right.
And but I mean, it doesn't matter.
And it wasn't 3 years ago.
It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, and it does matter. We've got momentum now.
What momentum? Just because
President Trump.
Because Trump said something. What can we do?
There's been a pendulum shift.
What can we do as people? What can we do as people?
Support it.
Well, okay. He does support it.
I support it.
It's just his opinion that it's not going to happen. Mary Ellen, of course he supports it.
I don't think the owner. I think it makes him particularly vulnerable to political winds of change.
Mary Ellen, have you ever hung out with Sabah?
No.
Because you're the exact same call.
Yeah, you guys are the same people.
You know, JP, it's so funny. You know, you're kind of quiet, but you slide little things in there like, he's just doing it to change the subject. Well, who's changing the subject from the auto pen? So don't even go there.
It's on you, JP. He's calling you out.
That's why this is all so annoying. All right, let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I agree with EB. I don't think it's going to change. I think that what Josh Harris has done for the first 2 years, what this franchise has done in the first 2 years, coming off this great season last year, having Jaden, why throw a monkey wrench in that? The only people who are going to be happy with this are people in Washington. But the rest of the NFL, you know, the media is going to jump on this in a negative manner. Okay?
It'll never go away. There'd be protests every week. It would never go away. The columnists would write about it. It would just be a nightmare.
Exactly. And why would he want that? Okay? His brand is the needle is pointing up. This might be the most positive franchise going right now, all coming off last year. Yeah. And I just don't think that you want to put that sort of negativity into
it. They're not going
to. I understand the passion that the fans have for – for the name. But the one thing I do want to caution people on, it's easy for us to say it's not offensive, okay? But you think of all of the other offensive words that we have for certain segments of society that you, when you hear that, when you hear people say that, the hair on your neck stands up, right?
That's fine. Here's my take on it has been the market spoke, right? The market spoke.
Yeah.
Advertisers spoke. You can say, dictionary, that doesn't mean anything to me. Google searches are just made up in certain ways. Dictionaries, they can only, it means nothing. Means nothing. Means absolutely nothing. But we lost the market spoke.
Yeah, I just don't think it's coming back. And for that reason, I don't want it to come back. You know, everyone is looking at us as being the nice new shiny franchise. A lot of franchises want to be have the narrative that the Washington Commanders have. Don't take a step back. That's what I want to say. Thank you.
All right, thanks. I don't think it would be a step back.
So he wants to stay the Commanders.
Yeah, I don't think it would be a step back. And I think it's okay for people to be offended. It's okay. Be offended. Get over it. Who cares?
Happens
I'm offended
every day.
By things.
Happens every day.
I'm offended. Whatever. Get over it. But the money is speaking, and that's bigger than anybody's personal offense.
The protests, I think, are just overrated. Protests never work. They never work. People are
But they're annoying.
They are annoying.
They're
protesters.
Protesters.
I would say that the civil rights movement kind of worked. I mean, I disagree with the protests never work.
Could you go back further?
Well,
let's talk about the NASA protesters yesterday. There was like 25 of them. Mm-hmm. Is that going to get anything done? No. Protests are stupid. They are. They're dumb.
Sometimes they work.
I generally agree with you.
Sometimes they work. You're speaking in broad strokes.
Yes,
sometimes they're impactful. And unfortunately, I think this one wore on advertisers and people, and we lost.
It came down to that.
We lost.
But I don't think it was because of the protests.
Sometimes you just say L's.
My whole take was, if you're offended by the term Redskins, don't go to a game, don't support the team, don't buy a hat, don't buy a ticket.
It was the Redskins for years. Yeah. For years it was the Redskins.
And also, intent matters. There was zero intent to offend. Zero. So, you know, whatever. But we lost. I lost the argument.
I mean, the Cleveland Indians had to change their name.
Yeah.
Because of that. The Atlanta Braves said, F you. We're not changing our name. Different market. Different people.
They held strong.
And then the Braves apparently were very good to the Native Americans down, right. You know, those groups. I don't know. Maybe they were just throwing cash at them.
Checks. Yeah, I don't know.
But they didn't budge.
Let's go to Craig in Mechanicsville. Craig, what's up?
Hey, Jones, what's going on?
What's up, Craig?
Hey, I think the big thing that everybody's missing here is the NFL didn't support him in the first place. When all this came up and Nike stopped selling their gear, the NFL could have stepped in and said, well, then you're not going to make all our uniforms anymore.
Right, because they're vulnerable to all the protests and they're sympathetic to it all, too.
Right.
Exactly.
So I don't think, even if he wants to, the NFL's not going to let him do it.
They're not.
Right.
Yeah, they're not going back.
I don't know. The NFL also hated Snyder.
Yeah, they hated his guts.
That was one reason why they didn't support
it. That's right. True.
They might support Harris a little bit more. In fact, I know they would.
They would support him more, but they're sympathetic to the idea that it could be offensive to people.
Yeah.
And everyone's afraid of being offended.
But I would agree with Valdez in this one that the world is different.
I agree.
All right.
I agree.
The left isn't dominating like it used to. And
I agree.
It's more of a balance.
But like EB said, it will change. And
it goes back and forth. It goes back and forth.
So. I'm fine with it how it is. Just keep winning. Who cares what the name is?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think that's the boat a lot of people
are in. Well, that's what you're going to have this year because it's not going to be Redskins this year. No.
I disagree with the notion that Eric thinks that, yes, the market did speak 10 years ago, but I don't know if it would have the same message if they changed it back in the future.
Today, immediately, probably you'd probably get away with it. But who knows down the road? It's just too risky. It's too risky. It's been proven toxic to advertisers.
They want to make that $6.05 billion.
Gamble.
I think back then the market would speak to that, but I don't think the market I don't think the future market would speak to that.
I think things might change in just a few years, and then we'll be all in the same boat again.
Well, maybe
we can't keep
doing names.
As long as we're in this biz, we can't keep doing name change.
I know that's why we just have to take the
six
L.
Months.
I'm taking the L on it. I lost the argument.
Eric, it wasn't some long, drawn-out thing with all these sponsors. FedEx attacked Dan Snyder, or Fred Smith, on July 2nd. On July 12th, 10 days later, they retired the name.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't some big momentum thing that had been building so much. It was the George Floyd death, that summer of extreme tense racial tension.
Right.
You had the fight between Fred Smith and Dan Snyder.
Right, but
Dan
even Snyder, building, those were the final pieces. Those
by the end,
that,
there were 80 to 90 sponsors that talked about
that was
about
the final
out.
Thing.
Nike
right.
was a big
those,
one.
Those are the final straws. But this had been building for 20 years. Oh, but there have been articles written about it for 20 years. And eventually
and nothing was
going to
happen if Josh Harris was the owner and not...
I disagree. I think Josh would have caved. I think it would. I think it would have caved. Mm. It would take a Dana White or a Trump or somebody that's like obnoxiously rich and also not afraid to have a politically different opinion. And I'm not sure Josh Harris is made of that. I'm not sure Josh Harris is willing to have a politically different opinion.
But they also hated Snyder. He was so unlikable.
Well, he's very
true. His business partners yeah. hated him.
True.
So I don't know if Fred Smith would have been as vocal and anti-name with a Josh Harris as he was with Snyder.
I guarantee you, Fred Smith didn't even care about the name. Yeah, he just wanted to get rid of...
he wanted Snyder out.
Yeah.
They all
and
wanted
that was
Snyder
his,
out.
That was his power play.
Wait, yeah. Is Goodell going to speak before the Hall of Fame game in like a week? Because doesn't he usually
I think
do
he
like
usually
a,
does,
doesn't
yeah.
he do... I guarantee you he's going to be asked about the Redskins' name.
He will support the name Commanders. I'll bet everything I own on it.
Well, what's the question going to be? Would you and the owners support a name change back to the Redskins?
He would definitely avoid the answer. You know what I'm saying? He would avoid it, but he's not going to support bringing it back. I mean,
it's a lock. He has to be asked about it. He'll be asked about it.
He'll have a canned response.
He'll have some sort of political response.
Where he
doesn't
craft.
Answer. You know, he's too politically savvy. He's not going to take a stand like that. I just don't see it.
He defended Snyder for a lot of years.
Well, he didn't want to. He felt like he had to. Mm-hmm. You think he wanted to defend Dan Snyder?
Yeah, it's his
and
job.
All the messes
it's his job
that
job.
I would get him in?
I would be stunned. If Goodell, of all people, went out there and said, yeah, I think you're right. The Redskins, we overreacted to it. And
yeah, that's not happening.
The name change, he used to say it was a historic name, tradition name. Mm-hmm. Like he did. He said everything that Snyder would say. He was like a parrot.
Yeah. Which I think is all true.
What if he doesn't downplay it? Like what if he, you know, he's not saying, you know, they're the Commanders and they'll always be the Commanders. What if Goodell leaves the door open?
I'll be shocked.
I think he'll try
then
to
I'll
close
just say,
it as
Valdez,
best he can.
He left the door open. You got me there, buddy. What else can I say?
Well, let's wait
but
and
I
see.
I don't see that happening. I just
but
don't.
He will be asked about it.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
Will he be asked about Terry McLaurin?
My guess is at some point, The Harris group will they're going to have to respond to this.
Again?
Right? In the next few days.
He's so tired of it.
He's got to be so sick
of
it.
Well, they're speaking tomorrow before the start of training camp.
They'll
get asked about that,
and
he'll reiterate,
it was a different era. I love that team. I grew up loving
so
that team.
It's so predictable
but now
what he's
we're
say.
The Commanders, and we're moving on with Commanders. Yeah. It's too risky
of a play.
Until
we change from Commanders, not back to Redskins, to a different name, I'm still holding on to that. Before 2027,
you have to be a real like rebel with a real strong core to stand up and name your football team the Washington Redskins today. And I personally do not think Josh Harris is made of that. Personally,
I don't think he's interested in it. I take him at his word.
I just don't think he wants to deal with it. He just doesn't want to deal with all the repercussions
and
pushback. Like,
yes.
I mean, I
he
think
just
he
doesn't want to have
it. It would
I
be an unforced error.
He loved the name. He went to games as a kid.
Yes.
He had jackets. He had memorabilia. It's a big part of him. But he's also a guy that went to the Wharton School of Business.
Yeah,
he's a businessman
yeah.
who created a business and Apollo Management and blew up and then started getting into sports and it's blown up and he's got all these partners. It's too complicated. It's easier just to leave it the same. Leave it alone and make money.
Yes.
By the way,
unfortunately,
Jaden Daniels with the Commanders jersey had the number one jersey. Now, it's not because of the jersey itself.
Well, if it was a Redskins jersey, it would also be the number one selling jersey.
I know.
That's right. But the point is, it didn't hurt it.
Right.
Yes.
That's the point.
There weren't like droves of people saying, I'm not buying that
Even
jersey.
Though the name stinks, didn't hurt.
I honestly don't know. Besides, like if Trump was not president, like I think Trump would do it. I think Dana White would do it. I don't even know who else would have the balls to do it. To name the team the Washington Redskins today And I think there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think it's offensive, but it's just, you're just inviting just a nightmare of potential problems down the road. I don't know who would stand up and do that. I don't think there are many people.
It's probably not. Probably not a wise business move to name your team.
I don't
that
know.
In
I saw it and I just didn't put much stock into it. I agree with you. I just think he's just throwing stuff out there.
Just throwing stuff out there. He's just having fun with it. All right. What is it? Take one or two more calls?
The phone lines are locked and loaded. We can bang out your calls and keep with this
they
conversation.
They want to talk about it.
We'll let you talk. All right. 800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere.
Just shy of 2,000 votes in our poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside.
How many total voters?
Just short of 2,000.
Yeah.
That's, in other words, obviously 42% don't care enough.
Yeah. And Nikki Javala brought up that post survey, which I believe is in January or February, where a year ago, I want to say it was 34% that said that they liked the name Commanders, and it was up to about 50%. Now, Cakes is right. It has to do with one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Winning.
Totally.
And Jaden Daniels.
Definitely
skews it. Who brought the winning makes mm-hmm. you feel differently.
Absolutely.
I mean, a lot of people didn't like when they called them the Nationals.
Is that right?
I think so.
I don't remember. Way back. Not this kind of outroar, because they wanted them to be the Senators.
I don't know. It's, everybody always has different ideas for names.
Nobody likes
that's
any
the
names.
Problem with the whole name change debate.
That's a huge part.
Is everybody's huge got problem. Different opinions.
Yeah, everybody's.
That's why I don't think they're ever going to, like, forget about Redskins. That's a whole separate issue. They're not going to change it to Red Wolves or something, because then there'll be a bunch of people pissed off about Red
sure.
Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to, yeah. The big can of worms nobody wants to open unless you have.
Unless it was proven to, like, make, like, if they knew. If we change to Red Wolves, we're going to make $1 billion more dollars a year. Well, then they would do it. I don't think there's anything proven that if you make the move off of Commanders to the Gold, whatever.
Why does my name get mocked?
Well,
so
if you went
I
to
mock your, it was mockery.
If you went to Red Wolves and they go to the NFC Championship game again, they're going to make money on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If they go 6-11, all right, you're dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally. All right, let's bang out these calls. Let's go.
There's no dumb names like Brigade or Armada. We can all agree.
But Gold is different.
Gold is better. Part of Burgundy and Gold.
I don't understand. Who this is like your cheesesteak. You like hot cheese, but not cold cheese.
Correct. Yeah. That's the correct cheesesteak.
All right, let's go to Andy. Andy, what's up?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep, sure.
Look, I'm 68 years old, so I'm one of the old guards.
Mm-hmm.
I like the new name Commanders because I'm proud of it. I'm proud of the fact that I can walk around telling people outside DMV that I'm a Commanders fan, as opposed to using a name that I do think is still offensive. I'm offended by the fact that this administration wants to force us to take a name when they're telling us to take down murals that they feel are offensive regarding Black Lives Matter and changing the names of different streets and other locations. I don't care what name. If you want to do a little history, let's change them back to the original name, and that's the Orange Tornadoes. That was the original
that's
name.
That's a new one for
I
me.
I thought
that,
the original
I
name was
something.
I thought they were the Braves. And then
before the Braves,
George Preston Marshall moved them to the Redskins.
And before they were the Braves, they were the Orange Tornadoes.
I wish we would all just be
less offended in general. That's what I wish. And about everything. Just if something you don't like it, brush it off and move on. Maybe. That's what I wish. But
well, maybe you shouldn't be offended that they went and moved from Redskins to Commanders.
He doesn't care as much anymore.
I'm not offended. It's just embarrassing because it's a boring name. I'm not offended.
It doesn't affect him each day.
No,
he might look like he cares at 9:30. At 10 o'clock, he doesn't give an F.
No, that's true, but I did dread last night knowing that we were going to have to do 4 hours on this.
I know.
I dreaded it.
I know.
All right, but because
that's
I'm
the
a
point.
Professional, we've put on a great show.
The good thing is I tweeted this to somebody else who was complaining that we were bringing it up.
Yeah.
Soon there's going to be games to talk about.
Well, it's going to be training camp to talk about.
You know how and they can end it? You want to talk about distracting? Just sign Terry today. Just sign Terry today.
That would be great if they just said, you know what, we're going to make
I need Marshawn Lattimore to make have two or three picks in his first practice.
We're just a few days away.
That's what I need.
We're just a few days away from some rando wide receiver that nobody's ever heard of making a spectacular one-handed catch during training camp to distract us all.
As much
take
as
us
I,
away from all
I
this.
Wish we would all be not offended and just take whatever. Okay, but disagree. I am offended they haven't signed Terry.
That
all that being
you.
Said, I am offended. All right, let's go to Melvin. Melvin, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Melvin, what's up, Melvin?
Man, this is the. I thought we were past this.
We are.
I will say this. This would be the dumbest business decision that Josh Harris could make if he changed that name back to the Redskins.
He's not going
from
to.
From a financial standpoint.
He's not
going
to get forced
right.
to
That's
by
what I've been
Trump
saying for 4 hours,
anybody.
And I'm pro the name. But I think it's a
it
financial bad decision.
It will suffer, okay? But I'll throw this out to you. What if the players
doesn't
decide
matter what they
that
think.
They...
Doesn't matter what they
oh,
think.
Oh, so, okay. That's a good point, Jay. That's a good point, EB, because remember somebody said, shut up and dribble? These players are different, and everybody needs to understand.
I'm not telling
why
you to
would
shut
the
up and
players
dribble.
Who
I'm
are
telling you that
why
doesn't
would the
matter.
Players whose average age might be 29, 30 be so beholden to the Redskins' name when their coaches, exactly. by the way, their coaches and their GM constantly pepper them
you,
with the word "commander."
If you interview every
what
player,
it means to be a commander,
they care about. Who's signing the checks and the check clears? They don't care what logo's on top.
True.
They couldn't care less.
That is true.
Hold on, guys. The thing about this, those players can go anywhere. And they're that good that they can go anywhere and get the same money. Okay? So, yeah, they'll get a check. But what if they decide they don't like the name? They don't want to be here because of that. What
because of the,
that's
going to
be the last
there's
thing on the list.
One, there's
that
not one player that would do that.
I'm sorry. We've reached levels guys. Of absurdity.
Melvin, come on, Melvin.
We've reached levels of absurdity.
Melvin, I'm offended by your premise.
You're smarter than that.
don't look past that as well, guys.
Right.
Let's not get into this shut up and dribble.
I love it.
Let's not go there.
It's not shut up and dribble. It's just that realistically, the owners don't care. They don't care what the players think. I'm not saying shut up and dribble. They just don't care.
Okay, I'm sure that, okay, let's see what happens here. But I guarantee you, if it comes down to it, what would you rather do? Have Jaden Daniels for the next 10 years or the Redskins for the next 10 years? What would you want?
You'd rather
you
have Jaden Daniels, 100%. 100
so
times out of 100.
Yeah.
Right, so Jaden Daniels is going to protest.
He's going to protest.
He's going to have a sign outside of Redskins Park.
You know
Park.
Who went through a name change? We did. We went from CBS Radio to EDGECOM, which is a terrible name.
We hit the
can
bottom.
Can we stop coming to work?
Rick, what, that Jaden's going to protest if the name goes back.
At the bottom of the argument.
The players are going to refuse to play for the Redskins or the Commanders. Yeah, that'll happen.
All right, let's go to Larry, just because people are calling. Larry in Annapolis. Larry, what's up?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Hello, Larry.
So check this out, right? This real quick. I just turned 40 a week ago, so my whole point is, my earliest sports memories are me laying on the floor of my grandfather's house. And it was one of those Super Bowl years. I don't know if it was 91 or 88, but that was like, I was a baby. My family's going crazy. I grew up with the name Redskins. I obviously never wanted the name to change in the first place. But the point is, when all the momentum was gaining in favor of the name change, it was mostly during the first Trump administration. Where was his support for the name? Why wasn't he speaking out then in favor of us keeping the name and telling the general public, hey, you guys are overreacting, it's not that serious? He didn't say a word. So right now, I hardly believe that any of this is genuine, that he, you know what I mean, that he really cares.
He's just spouting off, and I like the guy. He's just spouting off whatever sticks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I obviously, like, we're all in agreement that the name won't change. And I really feel like, guys, as a whole, we got to get behind. I don't know why y'all hate the name Commander so
it's
much.
It's just boring. It's just boring. But I'm fine. But I don't care. Just win.
It's growing on him. I'm telling you, it's growing on him.
I have a hard time saying it.
It's growing on
him. I have a hard time saying Commanders. I'm embarrassed.
He did the same thing with the Wizards.
I love the Wizards name.
Right. But
yeah,
not, you didn't like it initially.
I didn't like it at first, but I love it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say this. When I talk to other Commanders fans, it's easy to roll off the tongue. But when I talk to fans of other teams, it is hard to say. I will acknowledge that. But it is growing on us, and I just think we got to take command, get behind
just
it.
Just sign Terry.
Take command. I see what you did there.
Yeah. Terry,
just sign
money.
Terry.
Exactly.
I'm way more upset by that.
I'm in agreement. Yeah. Have a good day, guys. Thank you.
Let's go to Tom in Columbia. Tom, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Yeah, I've long contended that when I'm with my friends and on different forums, I always say the Redskins' name never changed. Dan Snyder changed the name. Of course, the media, local media, you know, they jumped on board right away with the name change. But when you think about it, Dan Snyder and a few cronies changed the name. I recently was on vacation in Western North Carolina, and it's unbelievable the support of the Redskins and the franchise going all the way back to, you know, the 40s and 50s.
And that's fine, but they're not going to officially go back, in my opinion.
Well, here's my contention. Like I said, the media will jump on anything right away. If they change Northwest Stadium to Apex Stadium, you, the media, you'll be calling it Apex Stadium within minutes. Mm-hmm. I just call it going to Landover or going to a game. And I think there's a disconnect sometimes, but I think overwhelmingly, the people I talk to, the Redskins fans number tens of millions. And not only tens of millions, but passionate and emotionally tied to that name.
Tens of millions may be a stretch. Yeah, it seems like a pretty high number.
There aren't that many people in Western North Carolina.
We got a lot of Redskins fans in this area. We did a poll, and 42% don't care already.
Well, I think the poll is very limited. It's like 2,000. I don't even know how that poll is addressed.
I'm not saying it's some great poll, but it's just a random.
Right. Yeah, it's a random. But I will say this. You got to understand, there's Redskin fans that stretch all the way down to Alabama. And the reason why is because the Redskins radio network was very powerful going back to the 40s.
Right. Understood.
So, for the real old heads.
But I think the other interesting point is that I think Josh Harris hasn't taken the right temperature and pulse of the Redskin fans. And I say that because he comes across as smug. He comes across as when he first bought the team, he was at some bar and he bought, you know, a few fans some beers.
I don't think he comes off as smug.
I think he's the anti-Snyder. He comes off as a man of the people.
Yeah, I don't think he comes off as smug. Yeah.
I think you guys say that from the media perspective, but I say from the fans, he comes across as smug. His wife comes across
smug. I've never seen that. I don't know where you're getting that.
So your friends who are fans also feel that same way?
100%.
If he's smug, what was Snyder?
Yeah.
Oh, he was evil.
You're talking about an evil guy. And here's my point, and I make this point all the time. People hated Dan Snyder. You guys hated Dan Snyder. I hated Dan Snyder. But here's the thing. The second he changed the name, you can tell who the sheep were. The media jumped on board, followed Dan. I wouldn't follow Dan Snyder to the crapper. Yet the second he changed the name, guess who jumped in line? The media, newspapers.
I have hostility.
I don't know that they
towards...
jumped in line. They might have been the leaders. And it was Dan Snyder who followed their lead.
Dan Snyder, look, if you look at it from a broad perspective, everybody says Dan Snyder changed the name. Did he have pressure? Yeah. But the bottom line is that Redskin fans, listen, when you're 6 years old and you wake up on Christmas Day and you have Redskin pajamas, you're emotionally attached the rest of your life. I think that's what I'm telling you at the end of this.
So what about the 6 year olds who are waking up with Commanders pajamas now?
Do you ignore them? No, these kids are connected in a different way.
EB's talked about it. His 20-year-old kids are following the Commanders. They don't care.
They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. They're 20.
They're past it.
24 and 22, don't care. But they love the team.
Yeah, but let me tell you something about 20 and 22-year-olds. And you guys got some of them.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate it.
Drabby, I reached the end of the argument. Those absurd takes. It's
the reaction you had yesterday was the same reaction like when we got a tweet, like a group tweet, like we hadn't seen the news.
Of course, I saw all the news.
Of course, but it was still in a group text, and I was like,
yeah, all the news.
JP didn't even see one of the announcements. What is he talking about? He was just going to read one of them.
No, I saw them. I just didn't. I saw them both.
You were going to not read the most important one.
That's your opinion. I mean, the first one's fine.
Okay. I personally think neither of them are important. They're just diarrhea tweets. And I'm a supporter of the guy. I have to keep saying that just to kind of show you how I think I'm balanced on this. It's just tweeting and whatever sticks, going on to the next thing. It's just kind of how he operates.
There'll be another one.
There'll probably be
one today at about noon.
But I think I'm being the most pragmatic. It's a toxic name from an advertiser perspective. And it's not, hey, they're not going to risk.
Hey, whatever your team name is, sign Terry already. Deliver us from this evil. Please sign Terry.
Well, if Josh was smart, I think he's a smart guy. Well,
he's clearly a smart guy.
All right, to get everything away from Trump and name change.
Yes.
Sign your freaking player.
I mean, I would
sign number 17.
It would have been nice if it happened at 7:15 today. It's going to happen at 10:15.
Yeah, probably.
We know how this
with
works.
Our luck, they'll sign Terry today.
And
the rest
times.
Of the guys, they won't have to do this. But my luck. All right, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Oh, got to do a crop. Okay. In-show crop. It's okay, guys. Trust the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf for all your residential and commercial cooling, heating, plumbing, and pest control needs. With summer temperatures on the rise, let Crop Metcalf make sure your cooling system can handle the heat. Call today, get a brand new cooling system installed, starting at just $186 a month. That includes all future service repairs, plus system heating and cooling checks for one low monthly price. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Right now, going to hook up caller number 10 at 800-636-1067 with tickets to NSO Back to the Future. That's coming up Saturday, August 2nd at Wolf Trap. You can recharge your flux capacitor, Kings.
Do that, yes.
And get ready to celebrate this unforgettable movie classic as you've never seen or heard it before.
Bring some enriched uranium to the event.
Be caller number 10 at 1-800-636-1067.
Remember I told you last week that my older daughter, Mad Dog, was hanging out with a former tight end that played for the Redskins / Niners?
I can't remember who was it. Vernon Davis?
Right.
Is that who it was? I can't remember.
Vernon Davis.
Yeah.
My younger daughter was hanging out with a stud safety, current safety, this past weekend in Avalon, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Stud safety for the Commanders?
Philadelphia Eagles.
Hmm. I don't know.
Went to Iowa.
Cooper DeGene.
He definitely tackled Derrick Henry in the open field.
My daughters just hang out with NFL players all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how.
Was Cooper DeGene hollering?
He wasn't hollering. They're just friends of hers, new friends of his, that type of thing. They're just,
your daughter's running swanky circles.
Small world, man.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't think
any of my kids hung out with any NFL studs weekend or last.
She was hanging out with Cooper DeGene. So he was a very nice guy.
Well, my oldest son went to Secrets. He went to a bachelor party for a friend in Ocean City over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And he called and talked to Amy, and his voice was pumalied. He was having a good time singing along with the band. His voice was fried. It's going to be weird when he's talking to his patients today and he can't even talk. He's got no voice. He's got no voice left, Valdez. Whoever the house band at Secrets was over the weekend, I guess they were killing it.
Secrets will do that to you.
I guess they will. Make you donkey kick and sing along. Lose your voice.
Mm-hmm.
That whole thing.
So Drab wanted us to talk about, and I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but the Commanders' social media account put out, I think it was a tweet, maybe it was an Instagram
it was a
post,
tweet.
With four pictures of players during the offseason who got married.
Either got married or got engaged, yeah.
And they were nice pictures, and it was, kind of a four shot. And a lot of people noted Terry McLaurin wasn't included. Did that speak
now,
to you?
Not really, because the team did a whole Terry McLaurin just got married tweet and or Instagram post right after he got married. I believe it was in February of 2025.
The only thing that it spoke to me was the fact that apparently it appeared that Terry liked that when someone liked the comment when someone said so disrespectful.
Well, then I would just fight. I would push back and say, well, we just saw a chick in Wimbledon who looked real, she wasn't real, I would say that could be an AI tearing the floor in life.
I actually question it too, okay.
So
I don't know if they actually saw Terry press like, but the fact is it looked like his account liked it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. So he liked the comment, not the regular post.
He liked the comment that said so disrespectful or something to that effect.
Yeah.
Whatever it was. So that's the only part that's a little disheartening, but it falls in line with the it's an acrimonious, very much acrimonious contract
but
negotiation.
But going back to something we said earlier, I don't remember who pointed it out. Myles Garrett said he was never going to play for the Cleveland Browns again, was demanding a trade. And then, I don't even know if it was a couple weeks. It might have been a couple of days later. All was right when he got a big contract.
He got a big sack of money. He said, okay, Cleveland's not so bad after all. So I can play here.
It's not the best scenario that there's some acrimony and some feelings of disrespect. But once he gets the money, he'll feel awful respected, and he'll play hard.
He actually takes something he thinks far below his. Let's say he agrees just because he's not stupid, you know, like Jason would say, and he takes $28 million for 3 years. It's close to $90 million guaranteed, and he's like, this is below. Like secretly, he's thinking this is below my market value, but they're dumb enough to give me $90 million. I'll take it. Do you think he'll still be as thrilled?
I think he'll forget about it once those paychecks start coming in.
I think eventually that's true, but he might always resent it deep down a little bit. Okay, I just ripped my zipper.
None of us know what's going on behind the scenes. They say there have been no talks. Hard to believe. And I think judging a book by its cover. It could be dead wrong. Jason and I both looked at the picture of his agent, and we both were like, kind of looks like a donk.
Oh, no. Give me a picture.
Who's that, Baker? Buddy Baker?
Yeah.
Billy Baker? Where did you see the picture? I got to see it real quick. Where's the picture?
Buddy Baker. Just look it up.
On Google or Twitter?
Buddy Baker agent.
Okay, I'll tell you right away. I am an elite people
snap
reader.
Judgment.
Hold on. Agent. Let me see. I'm an elite people reader. Let me see. Hold on. I know we got to go to break. Just relax.
Yeah. He just looks like, he looks like a buddy.
He actually looks like he's in over his head. You know what I'm saying? Big fat jaw. What is it?
He looks like a regular guy.
He looks like he's in over his head.
Well, he might be.
He looks like he's in over his head. What is going on with those jowls? Right? He's got like acorns in each mouth? Side of his mouth?
If you miss any part of the show, grab the podcast, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. B. Mitch and Finley, next.